USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Winter Olympics are now underway in Beijing, China and surrounding area. The games end February 20th. The crisis at the border, according to a new admission from Vice President Kamala Harris, the problem is the fault of Congress. Former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello on Fox News says Biden's border policy is inviting illegal immigration.
You know, when this president took over, we had record lows of activity on the southwest border. And in just a little over a year, it's blown up. That border is busier than it's ever been before.
Multiple law enforcement sources are reporting Border Patrol agents patrolling the Rio Grande Valley sector were fired upon from across the Mexican border on Wednesday. The Special Operations Group, part of the Border Patrol Tactical Operations, were shot at from beyond the border and then returned fire. It's being reported nobody on either side was hit. We are USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporary relief pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
A new science report out of Johns Hopkins University reveals government lockdowns and mask mandates did very little in curbing the pandemic. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Newsmax, with all the vaccinated Americans, it's time to move on.
But it's even worse than that now because the vaccine isn't stopping the transmission of the disease. I still think the vaccine reduces your risk for hospitalization, as does previous infection. But I don't think that mandating the vaccine or the government getting involved is the right way. It also ignores the fact that really the vast majority of people at risk for this disease have voluntarily gotten vaccinated. This is something they won't tell you. You know, if you watch CNN and everybody's wringing their hands saying, no one's been vaccinated.
Right.
It's not true. 97% of people over 65 have voluntarily been vaccinated. We've done a great job of voluntarily asking people to get vaccinated. And really, we have enough resistance now that we are able to cope with this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
A recall is underway for Tesla with its automatic driving feature rolling through stop signs, never coming to a complete stop. Now another recall is even more annoying than a California stop.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.